What made you go with your DP? Because, I mean, I love Stoker, but I never would have thought Stoker to this.
Me neither. And not place that he did the original Old Boy. Yeah. He does all the Park Chan-wook movies. And like me, I mean, I was the guy, the horror guy. I was put in a box, which they love to do, you know? And before that, I was the musical theater guy with Glee. So they just kind of keep doing this and just hopefully keep breaking those things. So I met up with a lot of DPs, and I was already in Pittsburgh and didn't have a cinematographer, and then we Skyped him and his translator, and I said, oh, this would be interesting. And he was hysterical. You know how funny he was, because the second he started talking, he was in Korean, and then his translator would just break up, you know, it's like start laughing. Like embarrassed, and then find the words, and then... But I loved him. But his English is actually quite good. He uses a translator as a crutch more than anything. And we just had we both love the camera, we're both like kind of stylists, you know, but we knew that this one was a very different movie, and it was very personal, and he loved John Hughes, and he loved comedy, and he wanted to show that side of himself. So everyone on set, every head of department, down to every person, wanted to be a part of it, because they wanted to show that they could do, like, even my first AD was the second AD on Eat, Pray, Love when I was a second unit director. We both were coming up, and everybody was, and we're all late bloomers, a lot of us, so we all kind of, he had the right enthusiasm, it wasn't about selling me on style, because we could do that, we could figure that out, but he just had the right sentiment and the right reasons why he wanted to do it.